So what is the best way to study Shastra together in a group of devotees? There are basically three broad ways. Things may change within that. One is that just all the devotees come together, they read and they leave. There is no discussion, but just group reading together. That is also good, but there is no machitta madhyata prana over there. Second level is devotees read, and based on what they are reading, they are hearing, they all contribute. That is good, and I'll come back to this one. And third could be that every day one devotee first goes in advance, reads the section, and prepares something. And that devotee for that day will lead the discussion. And that can change every day. If you have a group of 5 devotees, every devotee will come after 5 days. So this third is good among equals and those who are all committed to study, at least to some level. The advantage is that everybody is at least at some time or other forced to study Shastra on one's own. And then in the second, the disadvantage is that if everybody is unprepared, then the discussion that happens, that is not very enriching. It is not very substantial. But there's not much time, and if not possible, second is definitely still better than the first. But if it could be arranged, now one problem with the third is that if there is one devotee among that group who is very senior, then if that devotee only starts giving class every day because of seniority, whatever, then it just becomes another class and others may lose spirit. But if those dynamics can be managed, then group reading with one person leading the discussion, that can be very fulfilling. Because, suddenly we come from our different services and we sit down and study Shastra. It's not always easy to come up with good points at that time. But if you're going to read for 1 hour, per week, you have to decide that, okay, or if you have 7 of you reading, then in a group, it may not be that everybody is at a stage where they can lead the discussion. So maybe 3 or 4 of them are there who can lead the discussion. It will vary upon person to person. But then that will help in forcing everyone also to study Shastra deeply. And if this happens for 2-3 months and everybody gets into the subject, then that section becomes so deeply churned and read and understood from different perspectives. So having someone lead a discussion has that advantage. And another point could be that although discussion is fulfilling, there has to be some time limit for it. Otherwise the discussion just goes on and then you have read one purport in 1 hour and then 55 minutes of discussion. It's good to have some time limit. And sometimes some philosophically debatable issues come up. Then you can just decide that we can have the discussion later, we can clarify with some other devotee. Just decide some amount of time and move onwards. So it's good to have that sense of momentum. Because anything to we are in Rajoguna. Although our lifestyle is Sattvaguna, still our mind is very much in Rajoguna. And that's why, to some extent at least in the initial stages, if we get a tangible sense of achievement, then we feel inspired to move onwards. So if we decide, if we can meet for 1 month, every day for 1 hour, then we will be able to complete half of the 7th canto. If we decide Narasimha Chaturthi is coming up, we meet for 1 month, we'll be able to complete the full Prahlad section reading. I'm just giving a hypothesis. That will be inspiration. Yes, full Prahlad section we'll be able to read. So, although at a transcendental level we just study to please Krishna, because we have Rajoguna right now, it's good to dovetail that Rajoguna in bhakti by trying to create some structure and get a sense of momentum. So it can be in terms of every day we will complete 10 verses, 15 verses, or in a month we'll complete this. That way it won't just seem to be like a eternally going on affair. Because once something seems to be eternally going on, then it seems, okay, one day I will join. If I don't join today, I can join tomorrow also. But if you decide that, okay, between this period to this period, if it has broken, if you've not been able to continue it, then rather than making a lifelong commitment again, you could just decide, find out some next festival that is coming up. And decide, let's say now, as in next festival, Janmashtami. So you may decide that you want to read Krishna book together. Or if you are, then you can decide that you want to read the 10th canto together. Whatever, it depends on time, place, circumstances. Then you can decide, now we are starting by Janmashtami time, will complete this much. So it is good to have time bound and target bound things to do, especially when it's in the group, because in a individual commitment it will depend just on our inspiration, but in a group, to manage the dynamics, it requires a lot of other factors. So if you have that sort of thing, then you can also adjust it according to your service requirements. Some seasons, some months when you have a lot of services, you can just avoid it. But that doesn't mean you have to drop it permanently. And that way all of you can also be prepared for the festival. More devotional consciousness, more shastrically informed. And there is, of course, a lot of purification. Because if you are more remembering, more studied about Krishna, more remembering Krishna, then the master will be very, very absorbing and purifying. And with respect to the studying in a group, again, it should, as far as my understanding is, it shouldn't be mandatory. It should be voluntary. Of course, if you are going to have formal brahmachari class, that is different. Some devotees may be able to study better alone. That also has to be checked. You know, senior devotee should actually check at some time whether you're actually studying and how well studying. But if some devotees have that nature to study alone, and they are able to study alone, then forcing them to come out and study together, it may be harmful for them. So some little bit of allowance for that individuality can be given. I don't know how it will work out. But the point is that, you know, group studies, the purpose is to study. But if somebody is able to study alone, and actually we see that the person is learning Shastra, studying Shastra, doing it diligently, then we have to also consider whether that person's inspiration will be lost by having to come in a group. So you'll have to see that practical things. But in general, group study for most devotees is a good idea. Because it just, first of all, it forms a cohesive team centered on Krishna and Shastra, and also gives an external structure for our activity of Shastra. Otherwise, you say, every day, this time I will do it. Sometime in the day I will do it. And quite often, sometime becomes no time. So it was very helpful in most situations.